Hi, this is Todd Rhodes. I'm your host for the Healthy Church Staff Podcast. Happy Monday to you. Today we're going to talk about, I think it's an interesting topic, the most important thing you can do this week as a pastor or a church leader. Okay, it's Monday. We just had a busy weekend. Let's face it, we're all busy. Pastors I've met either love Mondays or they hate Mondays. And I'm not sure which you are, whether you love Mondays or hate Mondays, but here's what I want to leave you with today as you start your new work week in all of its busyness. And I promise, at least hopefully, it'll be worth your time. And it comes from a quote from Seth Godin. And Seth says, "Choosing to develop character is difficult because it requires avoiding the shorter, more direct path. It can be slow, expensive, and difficult work." And if you're like me, especially on Monday, you're trying to get as many things done, as many things ticked off your list as you can. Matter of fact, you might be, I know some people, I won't admit to this, but sometimes I do it. If you've got a list, of a to-do list, and you just finished something that wasn't on your list, do you ever take time to write it down and then cross it off? I do that sometimes. It's called quick gains. It's crossing off all the to-dos. And if you're like me, Monday is one of the days where you've got an extensive to-do list that maybe you didn't get to on Friday, maybe you didn't get to, or maybe new things added to your list over the weekend. But Monday's the day where I try to, man, if I have a good Monday, I usually have a good week. If I have a bad Monday, at least psychologically, it just means that my week is going to be horrible sometimes. So the last thing you want to do on a day that you want to check off everything on your list is to hear about slow, expensive, difficult work like Seth mentions. But can we talk? It's just you and me. That's what we're called to do as church leaders. Developing character, not only in ourselves, but in those people in our church, those people that are following our leadership, our key volunteers, our staff, our board. Developing character is part of our job, and it takes time, and it's not easy. This and the enticement to take shortcuts and to do the easier things, the quick things, the things that we can just check off our list on this day, on this Monday, is a real challenge. To, if we're not careful, we'll do all the easy stuff and avoid the hard stuff, particularly on a day like today. But that's what we're called to do. We're called to develop character. It's developing character, not only in ourselves and others, is something that is hard work, but it's what we should be doing every day, not just on Mondays, but every day of the week. So here's my challenge for you today. And it might be a challenge that you're like, Todd, I just got to get through my list. You can get through your list, but I'm going to ask you to do one thing today that I think will make a long-term difference. And we talked about this a little bit last week. If you didn't listen to last week's series on deep work, go back and listen to that. I think it was really good. It ties right into this. But here's my question and challenge for you today. What meeting can you schedule right now to help develop someone's character? Yeah, to help develop someone as a leader, to help make a long-term difference in somebody's life. What meeting can you schedule now? My guess is that you've got one person or one meeting right now that comes to your mind that you think maybe you've been putting it off, but you think, yeah, I could schedule that right now. Well, if it makes you feel better, add that meeting to your to-do list and then mark it off as soon as you make the appointment. That way you get that shot of dopamine as well. But here's the thing. One of the best things you can do this week is invest in another leader. In the words of the great theologian Larry the Cable Guy, let's get her done.